share with all those who have ears to hear and eyes to see what's going on in our country today. And we're so happy that you're with us today for our 29th broadcast. I can't believe it. We're at episode 29. Time does fly. Unfortunately for America, it seemed like time is standing still now with the Biden administration and Kamala Harris administration. Liars amongst a large crowd of liars, all of which are in the Democrat Socialist Party today. These are our enemies, and we need to stand up to them. And eternalaffairsmedia.com stands up to them every day. And I'm part of this wonderful organization and so proud to be, because we are totally dedicated to giving you everything you need to keep our country free, to keep your family free, to keep your family strong, and to save America. That's where we are today. And we do it because we are totally dedicated to restoring America's Constitution, America's liberty, America's respect around the world. And at eternalaffairsmedia.com, you can see what we do by going to our site and reading about information, truth, verified by truth, as you will find nowhere else on the internet or anywhere else, because we want to make sure that our fellow Americans, our brothers and sisters who love freedom and prosperity, know what's going on and know that what we have to do to save our country. And we work hard to make sure that we are having God's blessing. The blessing of Almighty God is so important for America, and we want you to experience it too. So let's go to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and ask him for his total blessing on today's podcast. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the Lord of life. You are the Lord of all. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And we trust you with our lives, our very existence, because only you are the one who can save America. Lord Jesus, you know as much as we do. It won't matter who's elected president next time, or it won't matter who wins the election next time, unless we turn our lives and our eyes and our hearts back to you. We ask you to touch America, to touch our people, to help us to know that only through you and through life in Christ can America be made great again. Thank you for this opportunity today, and we want to thank you so much for all that you're doing to save America and to use us for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So today I'd like to start off by demonstrating the lies and conspiracy fact, not theory, facts that is going on now in the Democrat Socialist Party, what they're doing to destroy you, to destroy me, to destroy anybody who loves freedom, who loves America, and who wants to bring America back. We are going to talk about one of the very godfathers, I call him, of the Democrat Party today, and his name is none other than Dr. Anthony Corleone Fauci. You know the word Corleone, right? The godfather. He acts like he does because he thinks he can lie with impunity. The sad thing is all the emails that came out that were written to China. Now, nothing will happen to this evil man. Nothing will happen. Nothing. It's so sad that this is taking place today. But this is where we are right now. This is not theory. These are facts that we've learned from the emails that we already knew. We had already told the whole country about this before. And now we're stuck with this. And we have to bring it out. We have to make sure that the word of God goes forward and that the truth is brought to the American people every single day of our lives. It's extremely important that we do this for his glory and for his honor and for America. Dr. Anthony Corleone Fauci has now been revealed. Be sure, Dr. Fauci, be sure, Pelosi, be sure, Schumer, be sure, American traitors, can't think of a better word. That's what you are. You're all treasonous. Be sure your sin will find you out. God knows how to do that, and he's done it for us here. Now let's talk about Anthony Fauci. This man had said all along, that there was nothing involved in the laboratory in Wuhan, China. By the way, I lived in Wuhan for a year. It's a beautiful city. It's really nice. But you know, this is not the fault of the Chinese people. This is the fault of two groups. One, the Chinese Communist Party and the Democrat Communist Party. They're in collusion. Talk about collusion with Russia. This is collusion with China. Of course, you won't be able to find Biden most of the time because he's busy counting his $1.5 billion that he took from China to betray our country. This is what's going on today. And it won't stop until we take our country back. I think we need to start a new party myself. We should call it the Restoration Party. Yeah, I might even run for president on that party myself. Anyway, Dr. Fauci said time and time and time again that he had never given any money for, to make a virus, to work with that laboratory, gain a function, which means taking a normal virus and making it more powerful, or taking a virus that doesn't touch humans and working with it, giving it a function, all right? Giving a function to attack people. Everybody knows this escape from the laboratory in Wuhan. We know that. We absolutely know that. And yet we see right here, nobody cares in the Democrat Party, and many don't care in the Republican Party either. Mitch McConnell, who I rather like in many ways, his wife is very involved. She's Chinese. Nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly fine. I want to make sure I underscore that. I don't mind she's Chinese. My ex-wife was Chinese. They don't like China either. But his wife is and her family is very involved working with the government of China. So the collusion is on the left and on the right. Means neither side really cares about what we think as Americans, how we feel as Americans, and what's happening to America because they are enriching themselves. Dr. Fauci certainly did. He lied right to Congress and said we never gave money for anything that would be used in that laboratory for gain-of-function research, which means making that virus able to attack Americans, attack people around the world, and kill them. This is a weapon of warfare. This is a weapon of mass destruction that the Democrats helped produce in China. They don't care about you, my friends. They don't love America, my friends. Their one goal is not to help you succeed, is to help you fail. Their one goal is to make sure that everybody is absolutely dependent upon this burgeoning, massive, gross government that they have now created. That's where we are today. So Anthony Fauci is guilty. And the sad thing, not one thing will be done to punish him for his lies to America. Let's think about it. This evil man, this Jekyll and Hyde, that's what he is. This evil man destroyed our economy. This evil man told us we had the lockdown. He was a little bit too persuasive to President Trump. And President Trump was duped by this man and closed down our economy and destroyed lives, unfortunately. I know he did it for the right reason, and Fauci did it for the wrong reason. And they worked together with China and the World Health Organization to lie to the world. Together, first Fauci said, you don't need a mask. Masks are for sick people. And then he said, you should wear two masks. Maybe it's going to be three masks. And he's still wearing it today. He's an evil man. And the greatest evil of all is that nothing will be done to punish him. And he'll stay in office because he's no less evil than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or any Democrat, you name it. Now, you might say Joe Manchin, he's a good man. He's a good man in the Democrat Party. Believe me, if Joe Manchin really cared about America, he would leave the Democrat Party. He wouldn't stay there. He would leave it. And he would go out and either join the Republicans or he would just go out and tell the truth about what his party's seeking to do to America. I don't trust one person from the Democrat Party, and they are few and far between those I trust in the Republican Party as well. And neither should you. We need to stand up for our country. We need to fight back, and we need to tell them they're wrong and show them they're wrong and stand up to them. Later, we're going to be talking about this Joe Biden president, this man who is evil, doesn't care about you, and how he has destroyed so many things through his short time as president already, not to mention all the things he destroyed over his 40 years in public work. Now, I don't want to say public service. He's not a servant. He is a corrupter. He is a Judas Iscariot, and he is a betrayer. and I don't count him as my president. Do you? He will never be my president. Kamala Harris will never be my vice president, which takes me to my next point. Let's talk about Kamala Harris. You know, the woman, Kamala Harris, whose great-grandfather was the largest seller and owner of slaves in Jamaica. She's got a great background in racism. She has a great background in slavery. She is not a victim of slavery. She is a beneficiary of slavery. And she's an evil woman. And they're running our country and ruining our country today. Let's start by demonstrating what I mean. Kamala Harris went to Guatemala. I find it interesting. When Donald Trump was president, if he said anything about, if you come, we're going to send you home. Oh, he's an evil man. He's sending these poor people who walked all these miles and all throughout all these countries just to come over and cross our border because they love America. They don't love America. They want to take from America. America has become a gas station under Joe Biden. They come, they fill up, they leave. And when they need more, they come and they fill up again because he doesn't care. He's an evil Robin Hood. He takes from the rich and keeps it himself. He's an evil, evil ogre. And we should have never put him in office, and we didn't. We should have never allowed him to steal the election, and we did. That's the greatest evil that we've done. But today, Kamala Harris was in Guatemala. Did you see the images on video? I mean, it's a shame. It is a dirty shame when citizens of Guatemala seem to have more freedom for public speaking and for free speech than we have now in America. She got off the plane to a litany and to a great amount of signs telling them, Donald Trump won the election. Mind your business, Kamala Harris. What are you doing here, Kamala Harris? Nobody wants her there. Nobody. This woman is evil. Now, it's very interesting to me, throughout the election, the primaries, throughout the general election in November, up till November, she was constantly saying, these people need to be allowed into the country. They need to be allowed to give them a chance to have a better life. And yet today, I actually agree with everything she said today. I agree with the words, but you know she doesn't mean it. The only reason she would say these words is because she thinks it hurts her political career. She has no political career because we will never allow her in office. So evil. She said, if you're thinking about coming to America, don't come. We have laws that we are going to enforce. Oh, really? Well, you haven't up to now. Now you want to enforce the law? You didn't do it before? Before 100,000 people come into our country, children without their parents being thrown over walls, walking out in the desert, don't know where to go, crying their eyes out. Oh, they really enforced our laws. And they didn't. They didn't do a thing to help our laws. Just evil. And yet she can come to go to Guatemala and say, don't come, we will send you home. Well, I wish they really would, but they won't. It's all for public consumption and for doing nothing when it counts. So this man, Joe Biden, this man, Anthony Fauci, this woman, Kamala Harris, they have one thing in mind only for America, the destruction of the United States of America as it was founded on the Constitution of the United States of America. They want to destroy it and rebuild something, not in our image, but in the image of Satan. The Democrat Socialist Party is a satanic party now, controlled by demons. I know that's the truth because there's no way intelligent people who love their country could even consider the policies that are being considered and enacted in America today. They know when they call for these different rules, like changing our election laws, so many different things that they want to do to change our country. And they called for an infrastructure bill. And all that was a bill for the infrastructure, to build the infrastructure of a socialist state. They don't care. These people are evil. Joe Biden's the worst of all. So she said, don't come. And you know what happened immediately when she said that? Alexandria AOC, I don't even want to say her name, AOC came out immediately and condemned Kamala Harris because she absolutely hates America. She hates everything we stand for. She hates everybody we treasure. She hates every moral rule that we follow. and she wants to turn us into a dependent, broken, battered society. And you know what? It's working pretty well. In a few short months that Biden has been president and that Kamala Harris has been vice president, they have literally torn down the very fabric of our nation. I don't know about you, but I don't really consider that America exists anymore. This is a country, of some kind of country, but it's not America. As I've said before, I'll say it again right now. There's only one thing that holds America together. Only one. And it's being destroyed as we speak. When you got countries like China and India with thousands of years of history, they have their own food, their own language. We don't have any of that. There's only one thing keeping America together, and that's the U.S. Constitution. And when it's destroyed, when it's torn up, when it's massacred, America is no more. And that has already taken place. America is no more unless we bring it back. And there will come a time, unless we win in 2022 and take back Congress in both houses, take back the governorships, and in 2024, take back the presidency. Unless we do that, the only way to secure peace and restore America to its greatness will be by force. That's an ugly idea. We have one more chance, America, and that's in 2022. I hope we will take advantage of that and put these evil ogres, these demonic possessed people, out of office and bring back America. Do you miss your country? I miss my country very much. So we see today, we have this old codger, this man, Joe Biden. Specifically, he calls Donald Trump a racist every chance that he gets, because they know that the president is a grave threat to their decades-long voting coalition with the blacks and with Hispanics and with minorities. They know that during the election, so many of them broke party from the Democrat Socialist Party and voted for Donald Trump, and they're going to do it again if he runs again, and they'll do it again for anybody that Trump endorses if he chooses not to run. They know he's a grave threat, and they want to destroy him. Though Donald Trump's policies, doors, and everything else open through his policies, and today we see that fellow black Americans that the Democrat Socialist Party had locked them out of their rights and their right to vote in so many areas and put them on a second tier where they didn't have the rights that everybody else had. That's what the Democrats do. They were the party of racism. They are the party of racism, and they were the party of slavery from their very outset. They didn't care about slavery. They didn't care about the slaves. They didn't care about anybody but power. That was proven. And then when they voted for the right to vote and for all the different laws that were passed in the 60s to help blacks find their place in America in a more peaceful and prosperous way, the Democrats didn't want to vote for it. It was the Republican Party that ended up passing the Civil Rights Acts of the 1960s. So don't tell me that this is a good party. This party hasn't changed at all. The only thing that's changed is they've gone from physical slavery to political slavery for all of us, not just white, not just black, not just brown. Everybody is going to face slavery of this political type that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrat Socialist Party is putting in front of us. It is so dangerous. It is so dangerous. We have got to stand up. We have got to fight back. Democrat socialists know that President Donald Trump is a powerful threat. It's a threat to them. It's a threat to their policies. And it's a threat to their coalition because he's stealing their voters away. Americans, white, black, brown, Asian, every American from every walk of life wants freedom, except those in the Democrat Socialist Party who want bondage for all our citizens. It's time to fight back. Trump is the one force that can prevent them from foistering their anti-democratic agenda upon us. Only Donald Trump could do that. And now only he can either run again and take it back, or he can be a kingmaker and choose the right people to run for office. And I trust his advice. I trust his opinion. Because though Donald Trump, he is very loud, He is very boisterous, and sometimes he uses language that I don't like him to use. But I know one thing, he loves America. He loves our history. He loves our Constitution. He loves you. He loves me. He wants to bring it back. So let's pray that he will have that force and he will use it to our advantage to get rid of these evil Democrat socialists that are now destroying our country. Now, on May 12th, 2021, less than a month ago, retired generals and admirals wrote an open letter questioning the 2020 presidential election result and President Joe Biden's current state of mental health. Boy, it's about time. More than 120 retired generals and admirals have published an open letter questioning the legitimacy of the 2020 presidential election, as well as President Biden's fitness to be commander-in-chief. Do you agree? Boy, I do. I totally do. And it gives me hope that in that deep state of the Defense Department, that there are still patriots there. Maybe not now. Maybe not now. Maybe they've all been whittled away. Maybe they've all been cast away and we're being led by American haters. Can you imagine that? American haters with the nuclear codes in their hand. Pretty scary. In this letter, they stated, the United States, quote, is in deep peril, unquote. And Americans are, quote, in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since the founding of our nation in 1776, unquote. Boy, they are right. They are right. Thank God there are still patriots high up in the chain of command in America. But these guys are retired, see, that's the sad thing. But thank God they speak out. In a letter with more than 126 people who signed the letter, all of which were retired generals and admirals and very important people in the military. More than 126 people signed it in a letter that was written, was retired Admiral John Poindexter, a great man. And he spent a year as a national security advisor under President Ronald Reagan. Boy, what an honor that must have been. And he was convicted of lying to Congress and obstructing congressional investigation of the Iran-Contra. The conviction was later reversed because they knew it was a lie. And retired Lieutenant General William G. Boykin, who spent 5 years as Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence under the George W. Bush administration and is now Executive Vice President for the Family Research Council. Very good man. And they wrote together in this letter, quote, without fair and honest elections that are accurately done and reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost. Election integrity demands ensuring there is one legal vote cast for each citizen, not more than one. Very important. Unquote. The letter reads before going on to accuse critics of voter ID laws of engaging in a tyrannical intimidation tactic. That's what they're doing to us today. They're trying to intimidate the American people. They're trying to destroy our will to vote. They're trying to destroy our confidence in the vote. And you know what? What happened in Georgia after the presidential election really reflects and demonstrates that they are having great success at doing it. Because so many people didn't even go out to vote for those runoff elections for Senate. It's very sad and very dangerous. Rear Admiral John Poindexter, who spent a year as National Security Advisor, knows what he's talking about. He signed the letter questioning the 2000 presidential election result. It's important that we have people high up like him to be able to tell the truth with a reputation of having been a patriot to the nation, having given their life in war. So these people know what they're talking about. Quote, additionally, the rule of law must be enforced in our election process to ensure integrity, unquote, the letter continues. Quote again, the FBI and Supreme Court must act swiftly when election irregularities are surfaced and not ignore them as was done in 2020. boy, that's the truth. So good that they're willing to tell the truth. The letter echoes repeated claims made by former President Donald J. Trump that the election was stolen from him by the Democrats. They're telling the truth. It's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Thank God. Later in the letter, the signatories said, Biden's mental and physical condition cannot be ignored. I mean, the man is, he's loopy. He's not coherent. He doesn't have lucidity. And the man's running our whole country into the ground. He probably really thinks he's doing a good job. He's doing a good job for the Chinese. He's doing a good job for the Russians. He's doing a good job for everybody except the American people. Anybody who votes for this man in 2024 or for Kamala Harris is an idiot, is a traitor, is treasonous, and should be put in jail. These people are evil. We have one more chance, my friends. Just one. And it's very close now. In 2022, if we don't stand up and we don't vote and we don't vote against a Democrat, socialist, you can kiss America goodbye forever. Forever. It will never come back as it was before. So important. Biden's mental and physical condition. I mean, you'd have to be blind and deaf and dumb not to be able to see it and hear it and know it. It happens every day in America. We see this man who can barely stand up unless he holds onto the podium. He's old, and I'm getting old myself. I'm 62, but I didn't run for president. This man is almost 80. Now, isn't it interesting? Let's compare Donald Trump to Joe Biden. They're almost the same age. Donald Trump's birthday is coming up very soon. Think about it. Do you see the big difference between the two of them? Man, Donald Trump is full of power, full of authority, full of the ability to know what he wants to do and to publicize it and to communicate it. But this man, Joe Biden, he doesn't even know where he's going half the time. You can be sure every time he makes a pronouncement, it's because he was told to say that. He is not in charge. Now, that would be a good thing if the people who were taking charge from him were good and American-loving people and patriots, but they are not. They are the enemy of the Republic. They are the enemy of the Republic. Did you hear that? The enemy of the Republic. The Democrat Socialist Party is the enemy of the unborn. The Democrat Socialist Party is the enemy of freedom. The Democrat Socialist Party is the enemy of liberty. The Democrat Socialist Party is the enemy of America's future. And the Democrat Socialist Party needs to be taken out and banned. And the leaders of that party need to be taken to court and indicted for treason. For treason. That's where we are today. They said about Biden's physical and mental health in this letter that was signed by 120 retired generals and admirals. They said, he must be able to quickly make accurate national security decisions involving life and limb anywhere, day and night. He needs to be able to be aware. He needs to be able to wake up and immediately make decisions. He needs to be able to be lucid on the day when he's awake. Do you really think the man is lucid? Now, if he is lucid, that gives him much more culpability. But I think he's a mixture of both, because all the man wants is power, and he wants your money. He wants China's money as well. So he said he must be able, let me read it again from this letter. Quote, he must be able to quickly make accurate national security decisions involving life and limb anywhere, day and night. That's what the letter said from these generals and admirals. Quote, recent Democrat leadership inquiries about the nuclear code procedures sends a dangerous national security signal to the nuclear-armed adversaries around us, raising the question about who is in charge. We must always have an unquestionable chain of command. Now, for anybody out there who hasn't heard about it, the Democrats, not the Republicans, the Democrat socialists are questioning Biden's ability and whether he should or not maintain his control of the nuclear codes. That's a terrible thing for a country as powerful as America, that we would have a man whose own party thinks that he's not capable mentally to make the right decision before he blows someone to smithereens. Pretty dangerous. Pretty dangerous. The letter touches on a number of controversial issues, including coronavirus restrictions, which it describes as population control. And that's what it is. Boy, these guys are good, man. It talked about relations with China, the Iran nuclear deal, and the Keystone Pipeline. It also accuses lawmakers of using the military as, quote, as political pawns, unquote, in the wake of the January 6th Capitol riot that took place. I don't call it a riot. I call it Americans standing up and saying, this is our country, and either you give it back to us or we're going to take it back. Do you agree? I don't care if you do or not, but if you do, you're right. And if you don't agree, you're part of the problem. You're part of the reason America is going down and has fallen. The Bible says, oh, how the mighty has fallen. This nation has fallen. We're done today. It's so scary. Recent Democrat letter that was written by the retired generals and admirals. Oh, I think America, to be an American president means you're going to destroy it and rebuild it in your name or in your vision or in your honor. That seems like what they're trying to do. He doesn't know what it means to be president. Donald J. Trump understood what a president should do, what a president should believe, and what a president should act upon to save the nation, as he sought so hard to do. If the media could take a break from obsessing over the House Republicans choosing a new conference chair, they might have noticed that Joe Biden's presidency is falling apart. Unbelievable. It's falling apart. And it's still in its infancy. So it's a very difficult and dire situation that we are facing today. On every major front, Biden is failing. Even by the depressing low bar set that was set for him, he's still failing. He can't even stand up to that. You know, it's pretty tough. And it would scare anybody to talk to the media, because they might ask you what kind of flavor of ice cream you like the most. I mean, that would put anyone in fear, wouldn't it? That's about the hardest question he gets from any press reporter. Unbelievable, but true, is it not? April saw the highest rate of inflation in 13 years, according to the Department of Labor. Prices for everything, including food and gasoline, immediately skyrocketed after Biden's $2 trillion welfare scheme, sometimes referred to as a stimulus package. You know, he was trying to stimulate us, just like but there was no stimulus there for us. All the money was for his friends and for their infrastructure, just like the infrastructure package contained no infrastructure, except the infrastructure to build a socialist state in America. We need to see it clearly. Ask God to give us eyes that see and ears that hear, that we might know what the Spirit of God is trying to reveal to us. If you're doing that, you're part of the solution. If you are not, you're part of the problem. Get it right. Biden's preoccupation is simply spending more money, but not for you. They want to have a world tax now, a global tax, so that they can use that for their green crap that they're trying to sell to the American people. I'll tell you what, if they pass a global tax and impose that upon us, I'm going to jail. I will not pay it. Will you? If you want to pay that, you're part of the problem. Get it right. Almost out of time here. There's so much more to be said. The unemployment rate actually went up from March to April and April to May. And now from May to June, even as Biden bragged that he is being responsible for the mass vaccinations that are being done, at least in theory, he is actually failing to see where he's failing himself and failing the nation. Jobs are not being found. They give so much free money to people, nobody wants to work. Why work when you can get paid for doing nothing? Why not? Joe Biden's being paid for doing nothing good. So it's just an evil situation. So here we are. I've got about 15 more pages to read here, but I'm out of time. And we can carry on next week with that. America is flailing. America is in serious trouble, my friends. If we don't stand up for America and be willing to give our life, our freedom, to stand up for America and our sacred honor, we will not have a nation anymore. There'll be a nation on North America here, but it won't be the United States of America, and it is not now. We have one more chance, my friends. We have one more chance. Do you want a nation under Biden, an America being rocked by inflation, where food prices are going up, according to the Labor Department, where fuel is running out in several states, where the U.S. fell under attack from what appears to be a Russian-based cyber attack, and they paid a ransom to get control of their computers again? That's where we are under Biden. That's where we are. What do you think Donald Trump would have done in that situation? He would have not have given in to that. He would have stood up. They would have found it. And when he found him, he probably put them out of their misery, because it's got to be a real miserable situation to be a Democrat socialist or a socialist or a Marxist. You can call them, every one of those titles fit the Democrat Party today. That's where we are. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. Always happy to be able to give you the information that maybe you can't find anywhere else. As a part of eternalaffairsmedia.com, it is a real honor and privilege to come every week to you. And the only reason we can is because eternalaffairsmedia.com sponsors and publishes this podcast for you, not for me, for you. We want to make sure that we can verify truth with truth. And we want to empower you to stand up for your country, to give you courage to fight back, and to take away fear. Perfect love casts out all fear, the Bible says. If we love God perfectly, we will have no fear. If we love America perfectly, we won't be afraid to defend it. Stand up, America. Eternal Affairs Media is doing this because we know that the lies out there have confused our people. But if you want truth, I hope you'll come to our website at eternalaffairsmedia.com and look at what we're preparing for you every week, actually every day, because we want you to know the truth. And we know that if you're walking with God, and if you are trusting in the truth, that you'll love our site. So we hope you'll come there, spend some time there, become a frequent visitor, and maybe become a sponsor and help us financially so we can reach more people that need the truth, just like you and just like me. So thank you very much for coming today. I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I'm Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, your host. And next week, I hope you'll join us on the Above Ground, Underground podcast again. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless your finances. God bless your nation. And God bless America. God bless you. Thank you so much.